if today any of you are getting your salary withheld for more than 7 days, please start to do something. Don't buy into the promises or the messages of, you know, that whatever your employer is feeding you.
Today's question was sent in by our listener, Pauline. Here's what she wrote. What can I do when my company delays my salary? Mine has been late more than once. The last few times, my boss told me it was a delay with the bank. I did get my salary in the end, but this time he's saying that there are problems with liquidity. My friends are telling me that I need to jump off the sinking ship before I drown with it. But my boss seems like a nice person. Is the only option to report him?
Wow, I think recently we've been hearing a lot about employers not paying salary. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
So there was Jollibean staff who alleged that they were not paid their salaries and CPF contributions after a few outlets were suddenly closed. Mm. Then in June, workers at Tech TV Network told our CNE reporter that they stopped receiving their salaries. One person said he was not paid for more than 8 months.
Oh my goodness, how can you survive without salary for 8 months?
Yeah.
And you really wonder, like, why would someone allow their pay to be withheld for such a long time?
Maybe they're just hanging on to the hope, I guess, that, you know, the boss might be stringing them along. But I think, you know, one thing that we want to also say is that, Pauline, that employers actually must pay your salary within seven days after the end of the salary period.
That's
so
right.
So that is by law.
If today any of you are getting your salary withheld for more than 7 days, please start to do something. Don't buy into the promises or the messages of, you know, that whatever your employer is feeding you.
Yeah. So what should they do? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I think one of the things you have to do, you could report your employer to the TADAM, all right, the Tripartite Alliance for Dispute Management. That's the first place to go for all these salary disagreements, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are quizzes. There's a quiz and an online calculator there. So you can compute like how much, you know, claim can you actually, whether are you eligible for claims?
Yes.
So you can do that. If you're a union member, you can also approach your union for help.
Yeah. Mm. And I think also make sure that you get proper documentation as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? So make sure that there is a proper documentation of knowing that, okay, you have approached the boss to pay your salary and then the person say, oh, okay, maybe I have some issues, I can't right now. Mm. Screenshot those, keep those, because I think all these things will actually help when you go to TADAM.
Yes, correct. That's part of the investigation, right? So take the screenshots, very important, because you can delete the messages sometimes. And then if, let's say, the conversation is verbal, you know, just maybe get something in writing, ask the person to put it to you in an email or even as a message, right?
Mm.
If the employer is genuine about it, he shouldn't have anything to hide, right?
But if, I mean, a lot of cases, like, they are just stringing them along. So it would be good to at least even get some form of, you know, text messages to show that it's not that you haven't asked. Right, and that, you know, you can also even print out your salary, your pay slip, to show that maybe they paid up to a certain month, and then after that it was like maybe a few months of not being paid out, or there is a track record of the salary being paid inconsistently. Right, your pay slip will probably be able to show that.
Yeah, there's a pattern of late payments and all.
Yeah,
yeah, but there are deadlines as well.
Yeah, that's what we found out too. Yeah.
So if you want to do something about reporting, please don't wait too long. Right,
you must file your claim within 1 year from your first date of owed salary. And that's if you are still employed. But if you already left the job, you must file your claim within
six months
of your last day of employment. So make sure that, you know, you adhere to these timelines, because this will really, really help you to try and expedite you know, your complaints.
I think also the sooner you do it, maybe the chances of getting back the money, your unpaid salaries could be higher a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when it comes to payment of the company's debt, let's say the company is in liquidation or facing a lot of cash flow problems, right? If, let's say, all these reports are being lodged in earlier, then the wages actually do sit quite highly on the priority list to be cleared.
Mm.
So if your claim is there, then perhaps it'll be cleared earlier.
Mm. But I mean, I guess if the company goes into liquidation,
yeah,
then that is a different story altogether. So even though the wages sit high on the priority list, if the company has no assets left after paying off their liquidation fees, then unfortunately no salaries can be paid. But I think going back to Pauline also, there are limits of how much you can claim. So don't let the unpaid salaries pile up. And again, you can use the calculator that Gerald spoke about earlier on to see how much you can get back.
Yeah. So, you know, Pauline also mentioned that her boss seems like a nice person. I don't know, you know, empathy. I mean, just because you think your boss is nice, should you allow that to become a factor in, you know, accepting delays in your salary? I don't think so.
No, no, no. Because your salary is your right to, you know, you need to get paid for what you have already done, you know, the work that you have done. So don't let your empathy get in the way. Yeah,
if this has happened more than once, then better do the correct thing to report and then start looking out. Really start looking out for something else, because you don't want to be caught in the situation where suddenly you turn up at work, the doors are locked and the shutters are down and you don't know where your boss is anymore.
So Pauline, I hope that, you know, what we have said here will give you some clarity and also strength to take the next step. And if, like Pauline, you have a work-related question that you think we can help, do write into us. We are at cnapodcasts@mediacorp.com.sg. This podcast is also available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, MeListen, and YouTube, where a video version of this is at.
I'm Gerald.
And I'm Tiffany. Remember that delayed or unpaid wages should never be part of the job description.